Questions about the war, questions about the post-war treatment of veterans, both are in play in Washington, D.C. this week. Senators are taking action to fix problems with the veterans' health care system. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Hey, Todd.
Hi, John.
So are these fixes designed to bring accountability to the system, punish the so-called culprits who created some of the problems, or are we actually dealing with the management and governance of the veterans' healthcare system?
There's actually a little bit of both, and it might be heartening to Congress watchers, John, who are sick and tired of Congress not getting anything done. I'm here to tell you that there actually is a deal afoot between Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate, a deal that could take shape as early as today. Now, not a final vote or anything like that, but actually a deal that's directly related to the scandal that we heard about. There have been larger veterans bills floating around Congress for months, disputes over we're not spending that much money, we don't like those reforms. This Phoenix scandal, which is widening to other veterans facilities across the country, has really narrowed the focus. So yes, it is about accountability and punishment, and it's also about reform.
And, you know, there does seem in the tone of lawmakers a serious sense to correct the problem, not a creating a campaign issue kind of strategy for 2014. That's pretty heartening for veterans.
And the people who own this bill are trying really, really hard to coddle it and protect it from the partisanship that can kill an agreement. I was hanging outside yesterday outside of Bernie Sanders' office. He's chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. He was in there talking to the chairman of the House Veterans Committee, a guy named Jeff Miller from Florida. Miller came out to assure a small handful of reporters that they're going to get something done here. Listen to Miller.
Everybody gets it. We can't fail. The crisis that exists today is too important. The men and women that are counting on us have been delayed long enough. Congress needs to help provide a resolution to the problem that exists out there.
Can they do something that's going to change the fate of veterans right now who are waiting for care?
Well, that's the idea. Here's what they've done. They've tried to narrow it down to a couple of issues, much more narrow than before, as I said. And here's what they're trying to do for veterans right now. If you are a vet that goes to a facility and you're on a waiting list for the requisite 14 days for longer than that, both Republicans and Democrats agree, John, that you should be able to take your veterans certification, your money. You can call it a voucher if you want to, though don't call it that because that'll politicize it.
Call it
a voucher. You can then go somewhere else to get your care. Now, that place might be an Army hospital within the DOD and the TRICARE system. That place might be a Medicare certified doctor. Republicans would like you to be able to take that money and go to any doctor. Also, even outside of the waiting list, if you live more than 40 miles from a clinic, from a veterans care facility, they want you to be able to take that money and go anywhere. Now, there's a dispute over how long that voucher lasts. Is it just for a year? Is it for the lifetime of your care? You can imagine that a lot of people don't want that to undermine the VA system where everyone just goes to a private doctor and nobody goes to the VA anymore. So there's a disagreement over exactly how that would work, but they're trying to keep that disagreement pretty quiet and let veterans do that if they confront a waiting list.
There's precedent for this. There's always been a limited opportunity to do this sort of thing, but it's required a lot of paperwork. I gather they're going to streamline and simplify this process.
The VA has the authority to do this already, but there are tons of triggers and hurdles and things that make it bureaucratically hard to do and make it bureaucratically hard for the vet to get the voucher. So they're going to try to make that a whole lot easier. The other thing you mentioned at the top is accountability. Who can we fire and when? It's actually not that easy for the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to fire executives who they deem are doing a bad job. Republicans and Democrats both want to make it a lot easier for heads to roll if another Phoenix is discovered. One of the questions outstanding is appeals. Can you just fire somebody and they have to walk out the door? Or is there more due process where somebody can show evidence like, hey, this wasn't my fault? Sort of typical kind of employment law stuff.
I mean, as sad and as disheartening as the issue is for veterans who should never have been in this predicament to begin with, you really have to kind of rub your eyes and blink to see Bernie Sanders, John McCain, and Jeff Miller all, you know, smiles and working together on this.
The Veterans Affairs Committees actually have a long tradition of bipartisanship. So within those committees, it's actually not that rare. People who get on those committees get on them because they care about veterans and they don't really care as much about sniping. When it gets outside, Congress is nothing but sniping. That's why Sanders and McCain and Miller are trying really, really hard to keep the wolves at bay here. Listen to Sanders. He came out of the same meeting with Jeff Miller last night to try to sound out the exact same optimistic tone.
Chairman Miller agrees and Senator McCain agrees that we can overcome the politics and not make the veterans of this country into political footballs. They deserve quality care in a timely manner. That's what the American people expect from us, and I hope we can deliver on that.
Will he be able to deliver on it?
There is a deal that could be announced as early as today, and I talked to people on both sides of the aisle who agree it's possible, probably not a vote today. Here's the heartening thing about it. You have Miller from the House, Republican, Sanders from the Senate, independent with the Democrats, and what they're trying to do, and this is heartening when you look at passing a bill, they're trying to pre-bake a deal that whatever passes the Senate, maybe next week if they get a deal, is pre-negotiated to pass the House. Sign off from Boehner, sign off from Cantor, sign off from veterans groups, get it through without any bickering that can always arise in a Congress like this, and get the president's signature, of course.
Does this involve more resources? Is there a budget line associated with this? Does it involve more spending?
Another big part of the debate, you're right to ask. Sanders originally wanted billions and billions more to expand the VA. That's out. One of the ways to keep this greased and keep it from getting controversial, no new money.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the effort, the sincere bipartisan effort to address the crisis at the Veterans Health Program at the Veterans Administration. Todd, thanks so much.
They might get something done, you bet.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.